Hello, this is Michael Steve from Kaplan Financial, and in this short podcast, I'd like to look at capital taxation for companies. Let's start with something very obvious, and that is that companies don't pay capital gains tax. They pay corporation tax on chargeable gains. And a lot of the rules that apply to CGT for individuals also apply to companies. But there are at least two areas where they substantially depart from each other. The first, of course, is that you don't get an annual exemption in companies, so all of the gain is potentially chargeable. So from that point of view, how do we actually reduce gains in companies if we've had a property in a company, which is something that I generally advise against, but if we've got an asset in a company and it is being sold, in what ways can we actually reduce the chargeable gain and hence our corporation tax? Well, the obvious point to make, of course, is that indexation allowance, long gone for individuals, is still available for companies. So we add to the cost of each of the items of expenditure the increase in the retail price index between the month of expenditure, or indeed March 1982 if it's later, and the month of the disposal of the asset. So the indexation allowance is a useful way to reduce gains. But there's an important point here. It can only reduce or eliminate a gain, and it cannot create or increase a loss. So although the indexation allowance available for companies very, very useful, there are some limitations on it. Okay, so far then, we've not got an annual exemption, but we can reduce our gains, and sometimes quite effectively, especially if they've been held for a long time in a company, through the use of the indexation allowance. Another point on this, our capital tax review for companies, is the so-called double tax effect. And I'd just like to spend a moment or two about that. It's something that accountants often talk about, but I just wanted to be clear about what this means. I've already said that I don't like the idea of holding properties in companies generally because of this effect. And it's simple, isn't it? You sell the asset, you create a gain, you will pay corporation tax on that gain. But you've now got some money in the company and you want to get it out. When you take the money out for an individual, well, there aren't too many options. It's either got to be a dividend or it's got to be some kind of salary stroke bonus. And in both cases, you're going to get tax effects on the individual. They, of course, can be mitigated. If you're a basic rate taxpayer and you're taking out a dividend, that's good news. If you're a higher rate, that's going to have effective rates above zero. So something to take account of. Okay, the other point about having properties in companies is that succession can be difficult. If you then want to pass the company on to the next generation in your family, you can have all kinds of horrible family issues rearing their head there. And remember that all of the tax breaks for partitioning companies, carving them up, they are only for trading companies. So if you've got property investment companies, that's certainly going to give you a problem. Now, there's one other angle on this, our short CGT review for companies, and that is the substantial shareholding exemption, the so-called SSE. Now, this is in the Taxation of Chargeable Gains Act 1992. It's, let's see if I can remember, it's about one section 192A, I think. And it's all about a trading company, note the emphasis on trading there, that has a shareholding in another trading company. So imagine a vertical structure here where you've got one trading company holding shares in another trading company. Now, this could be a family company owning another family company, or it could be a family company owning a shareholding in a third-party company. It doesn't really matter. The point is that providing both of those companies are trading companies, then provided the top company is holding at least 10% of the junior company, then it can sell the shareholding in that, and that gain, if any, can be exempt from corporation tax on the chargeable gains. So I have to say that in this swift review of capital taxation in companies, the substantial shareholding exemption is very powerful. And actually, it does rather suggest that the use of company structures for trading enterprises could be put into a vertical format, knowing up front that you're going to get the advantage of the substantial shareholding exemption. Okay, folks, well, I think that's as much as I want to say about gains in companies and the capital tax regime for companies. I've said that there are some similarities between the tax treatment of gains in companies and gains for individuals, and we've also highlighted some areas where they're different. Clearly, of course, things like entrepreneurs' relief are only for individuals. And companies is an area that I will return to during the course of 2011 in future podcasts. And of course, we'll say something about those on the tax update series. And I very much look forward to seeing you on that. And in the meantime, it's just enough for me to say cheerio.